From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Hope Kerwin. This week is National Public Health Week, and La Crosse County's new Health Department Director, Jen Rombowski, joined us in the studio to talk about a number of public health issues that affect the Coulee region. Wisconsin Public Radio's John Davis asked Rombowski about how the public health system works.
A lot of people think that public health exists only in the government sector. Actually, if you looked at the Wisconsin Public Health Association's website, which is one of the two major public health associations covering Wisconsin, it is a lot more than just government, governmental public health, but it exists in layers, as do many things. And so you have that federal layer with Centers for Disease Control, you have the state layer with the state health department, and you have a local layer with local health departments. And all of the partners that work with us from higher institutions of learning, such as University of Wisconsin-La Crosse, to city planners to look at how streets are developed, to folks in the hospital setting, in the clinic setting, and other healthcare areas. There are so many partners that you wouldn't always think of. So we work with those partners to make sure that we can move forward with things that help make the healthy choice, the easier choice for the residents who we serve, where we live, work, learn, and play.
La Crosse has two major medical centers, and they play a very important role. They're kind of the first responders, so to speak, in the public health arena, aren't they?
Yeah, in a way, you know, we work with them very closely. They see things that come in from a disease standpoint, from an illness and injury standpoint. But hopefully, one of the pushes public health makes is for people to have a primary care doctor. So someone who is generally charged with overseeing someone's health at an individual level. The difference with public health is that we look at populations. So we look at groups of people, communities of people, individuals included. So our focus is a bit broader than just the individual and the family in which they live. It's the community in which they live and the entire system that serves them.
When you're talking about public health, you are basically talking about things that people hear from their primary doctor once a year, aren't you? I mean, those are the basics, the core of public health,
yeah.
Taking care of yourself first.
Right. I think the difference is that the primary doctor is looking at an individual. They're looking at one person in the family in which they live. And then we take that information and try to build on it. Yes, lots of the same messages, but it's different hearing that message in a short office visit with your physician once a year than going out in your community and seeing the trailhead start that you can walk on, and it continues to go in many directions to make it an interesting walk for you to go on, you're much more likely to do that on a more regular basis. So that's where public health's voice is to develop policy and set practices so things like that are easier for you in order to follow your doctor's advice.
So let's talk about some individual public health stories or messages. And I want to start with smoking because that's the one that's probably been out there. The message has been out there the longest in this country as far as public health. And it's been an issue ever since I've been around. How are we doing with smoking?
We are doing better than we had in the past with smoking. It's not perfect. As you think about health behaviors, which smoking is, it's a choice and it's an addiction. And anything that is an addiction is a long-term choice. And so once you've become addicted to a product like nicotine, it takes time and effort for you to resolve that addiction. And it will likely be something that you'll struggle with for many, many years. Same thing with obesity, with food addictions, with heroin and drug addictions. That's really what we need to understand is that it starts as an addiction. And then we need to know that the gateway component of nicotine and tobacco products, thinking about our youth and making sure that it's not getting into the hands of our youth. The tobacco companies are very intelligent, very good at marketing. They know how to catch their consumers early with colorful products. And you've seen that in the industry over the years change from being cigarette based to now having products like little things that look similar to a Tic Tac, for example. and they have nicotine in them, or the e-cigarettes. And that's a controversial topic because some people believe they can use it to stop smoking, but it depends upon what products are actually in that e-cigarette. And there is, you know, there are always concerns that whenever you expose someone to nicotine, that it can be developing into a habit that will plague someone for a long time.
What is your opinion of the e-cigarette?
I've done a lot of research on the e-cigarette, and I can understand the perspective that people would like to use that as a product to quit smoking. I won't say that's not possible. However, from a public health standpoint, a broader picture, remember we look at populations. In my opinion, it is an easier way to introduce nicotine than not having an e-cigarette. So I can understand the other perspectives out there, but I think that it is generally not proven to be a safe product for use.
Is alcohol considered a public health concern?
Yeah, I definitely think it is. You know, it's something that is unfortunately second nature to many individuals. There's a bar around every corner. That environment makes it easier for people to make that choice. So again, we're talking about how easy is the healthy or the unhealthy choice is probably the main component of my message, and that's what public health tries to influence. When we have graduation parties and birthday parties that have alcohol part of them, it makes it easier for people to pick up that habit. I think when it gets concerning is when alcohol is used in a fashion that isn't safe or isn't healthy. So it's not in moderation at this point. And when you have things like binge drinking, where you know have five or more drinks in a setting that causes people to feel differently and their behavior to change, and they are more likely to take risks than they would be otherwise. So it is a drug. It impacts and influences how we act, how we think, what we do, and that makes it a concern when it gets to the point of how many people in the population are choosing that as a behavior. And we don't want to see where alcohol becomes a drug of choice instead of natural coping mechanisms. That would be where the concern comes in.
Let's move on to another drug. This one is illegal, and it's one we've been fighting the last 2, 3, 4 years, and seems to not be getting better, and that is heroin use in this area. It seems to be getting worse. Is it getting worse?
You know, I can't speak to whether or not it's getting worse. I'm fairly new here, but what I can say is that in the research that I looked at, we do seem to be a bit worse than other counties our size in Wisconsin. So that is concerning. When I look at drug overdose deaths, the number that we have, and the other item that I looked at was drug arrests. The number of drug arrests that we have in La Crosse County is quite a bit higher than other areas that are our same size in the state. So it's hard to know. You know, I do believe that it is a problem here. I can definitely say that it is a problem in La Crosse County. But one thing that I know is again, heroin and other illegal drugs are addictive. And I have heard multiple times that the first choice is the only time you're really able to make a choice. Once you're addicted, which with heroin happens very, very quickly, as soon as you try it, you are addicted to it. And then it really isn't a choice thereafter. So it's really about not trying it in the first place, which is, again, easier said than done if you're living in an environment where it's easily acceptable to you, someone introduces you to it, your environment makes it easier. We need to make sure that the environment is not making it easy to use heroin. And one of the factors in the rise in heroin is the fact that, again, policy comes into play, whether you like it or not. It's important for people to be engaged with what legislators are choosing for policy, because when we saw the change with prescription drugs, painkillers, with opioids, those became much more expensive and more difficult to get. You can get a similar result unfortunately, from a drug like heroin, which is illegal. However, people then turn to that as a cheaper alternative. So these are the types of human behaviors that we need to be aware of in order to combat the problem. Sometimes the problem gets worse before it gets better, but awareness is a big piece of that, and we have a lot of effort and energy surrounding this initiative and this issue in our county, and I think that's a real positive. So I think people are realizing that they maybe can reach out for help. It's once you're addicted to the drug, it's timing. It's when you're ready, because until you're ready, the addiction cannot stop.
You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio, La Crosse. I'm John Davis. We're talking with La Crosse County Health Department Director Jen Rumbalski about public health issues. It's National Public Health Week. I hope I'm saying this right. Elizabeth Kingia.
That's correct.
I had never heard that term until a few months ago. And now all of a sudden a lot of people are getting sick or dying from it in the southern and eastern parts of Wisconsin. What is Elizabeth Kingia, and should we be concerned about it?
Yeah, so Elizabeth Kingia, it's kind of a strange name. It's actually named after an individual who identified this particular gram-negative bacteria. So this is a type of bacteria that causes a bloodstream infection. And for the most part, you're right, is in southeastern Wisconsin. It's affecting individuals that are greater than 65 years of age for the most part. All individuals that have been affected by Elizabeth Kingia thus far, and I think the state is somewhere in the 50 to 60 cases numbers, the individuals have underlying health conditions, and so they had immune systems that were already compromised or decreased, and so they were susceptible to infection. But basically, it's an infection that can cause death and is very serious. So it isn't something that's currently affecting our area. However, we are keeping our eye on it. It is something that at the state level we are discussing on a weekly basis in the public health circles. So it's something we're watching very closely.
Jen, I also wanted to touch a little bit on the Zika virus, because that has been a concern in the Americas, primarily Central and Southern America, but mm-hmm. I know there have been concerns with those who travel to those areas as well and bring it back to this country. We have not seen the Zika virus in this area, to my knowledge. What are the words of wisdom there from the public health director?
Yeah, so Zika virus, you know, we are very, very lucky in La Crosse County that we have already, what they have identified for Zika is that we should be treating for mosquitoes, and we should be on the lookout for mosquito bites and preventing those as much as possible. So we, every year, talk about how to protect yourselves from mosquito bites. And it isn't just that they are a nuisance, it's that mosquitoes can carry diseases. Now, the type of mosquito that carries Zika virus does not exist in this area. However, people who travel to these countries that have Zika virus can come back. The mosquito then can bite in an individual who has the virus in their body and can pick it up that way and transfer it. So they can transfer the Zika virus, but it doesn't originate in the type of mosquitoes we have around here. So that's a little bit of background. Essentially, the Zika virus, you know, we have had an individual who came back from a country that is experiencing an epidemic, and we have been monitoring that individual. Oftentimes, it doesn't cause illness to the point that you would even seek a doctor's visit for, but it can be concerning in pregnant women especially. So there are specific guidelines around traveling to certain countries, and there are specific guidelines around pregnant women. So if you are planning to become pregnant or are pregnant, it's something that you want to talk to your doctor about and be aware of. There is now evidence that it can be sexually transmitted from male to others. They haven't found that yet confirmed in females, but with sexually transmission of a disease, that's concerning because we have a lot of sexually transmitted infections as it is, and so we know that the activity allows for spread beyond, you know, what it is through a mosquito. So it's something that we want to be wary of. We want to be watching. But ultimately, the average individual out there needs to be protecting themselves from mosquito bites is the best way to prevent anyone from getting Zika virus.
Well, I know Mexico is one of the countries that's on the list where it's been an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I know travel to Mexico is not unusual for somebody from this area.
We expect to have this be a major part of what we do in our health department in terms of our follow-up on communicable diseases. We expect to have reports from the state of people who are coming in who have been to countries and may have been exposed. So it's just, it's something that when you're traveling, it's something you want to be aware of, and especially with spring break coming up and the fact that it's sexually transmitted once you're back here. We just want to be aware of it and having people watch out for themselves and protect themselves from mosquito bites.
La Crosse County improved in the recent updated rankings of the healthiest counties in Wisconsin. I believe that's a nationwide snapshot of what's going on all over the country. And I don't want to get necessarily into specifics. We don't have to do that. But how do you view annual surveys like this?
Yeah, you have to understand that data is really important and really helpful, but data and assessments always have limitations. And this particular assessment, the county health rankings, is very helpful to us. It helps us understand where we're at. But one or two position moves isn't necessarily life-changing, and I would argue that it isn't. What we want to look at is what are we actually improving on and what are we not. Each year, we have to be careful comparing years past to the current year because they can make slight changes in the way they're using the data, which can make it non-comparable from year to year. But in general, it helps us understand where we are if we're, quote-unquote, moving that needle to get to where we really want to be to make people's lives healthier.
As you look at this year's survey, what stands out to you?
What stands out to me is that we have improved in a number of areas. So I see that, one of the concerns that I want to mention is in the area of sexually transmitted infections, the chlamydia rate, although it's not just La Crosse County, it's across the state and likely across the nation as well, but the spread of communicable diseases through sexual contact is very concerning. The numbers continue to increase year to year, and we talk to people and investigate these cases and find that people sometimes don't know who their partners are. We just stress that you have, this is a very intimate connection you're having with an individual. It's a human need, and we would stress that whether it be abstinence or condom use every time, that you take precautions to protect yourself, know your partner's sexual history, and avoid getting sexually transmitted infections because they can be detrimental to your health long term.
You said you were in Chippewa County previous, and the big issue up there was suicide prevention. I think that's probably an issue all over. Mm-hmm. One person is
too many.
Mm-hmm. So do you bring something like that to La Crosse County, where I know people have been working on the issue?
I certainly would be willing to do that. I think I've been here just a couple of months now, and certainly heroin and the illicit drug use has been the major focus area, really receiving a lot of media attention. So again, it's about timing and connections, and I'm still working on making connections in the community. But when we talk about suicide, it took me a long time to understand that it isn't just the individual's life lost and the potential years of life lost that one individual presented. There's also quite vast and great family, community, and societal things that occur because of one suicide. And so, especially when that person is a young person, but really anyone, these are people that were loved, that were cherished by others. And I think, communities deal with those things in their own ways. And you know, it took me some research to understand that impact and how big it can be. And I talked to people at school districts, and even if it wasn't a young person, if a young person's life, you know, if they were touched by a suicide of an uncle or an aunt or a cousin, no matter how far away it was, it had an impact on that individual, and therefore the friends that that individual had in school, and that has a ripple effect. So suicide is a concern. I know that there's been 26 suicides in 2015 here in La Crosse County, 26, I believe, and that's a lot of people.
So what kind of impact do you want to have on the region in your time as health director?
It starts with me getting to know people and building positive relationships, because work can happen so much easier when you have partners and you have relationships built with people who all want to work in the same direction. I think that I would like to help partners break down silos so that we can work together better in La Crosse County. I also think that health does not happen in one neighborhood or another. It happens all over, and we need to balance out being focused on certain topics that are important while also seeing that we're connected to a bigger network of a region and even a state and a nation. So we have to stay connected to those pieces as well. But I want to help this health department and this community continue to look at positive ways to make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Jen Rombalski is the new La Crosse County Health Department Director. She talked with Wisconsin Public Radio's John Davis about public health issues as part of National Public Health Week. And that's Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. The executive producer for Newsmakers is John Gatto, and our senior news editor and producer is John Davis. If you missed part of today's show, you can find the audio archives at wpr.org/newsmakers. Our site also has archives of other past editions of Newsmakers, and if you'd like to share comments or make suggestions for future shows, you'll find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/newsmakers. For updates on future shows, links to our archives, and more, like us on Facebook at WPR Newsmakers.